Blog Talk Radio.
Trying to get a new job, or just trying to work on your health. I want to be with you every step of the way. Your miracle is on its way. Your blessing is on its way. I want to take this time to say, your blessing is a moment away. I want to take this time to say that you can get what you want. You can have what you want. I want to say that to you, and I want you to know, evening, night, day, east, west, north, and south, I'm going to pray for you. It don't get too dark. It don't get too rainy. It don't too much snow. Winter, I'm going to pray that your blessing come through. Let me say it again. I'm going to pray that your blessing come through right now. I want you to go knowing, sowing, and flowing in the right direction. Direction that you can be successful. In the $1 trillion flow, you can be a part of the $1 million club right here on Blog Talk Radio, where I'm on 5 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I'm on the app. You can get me Mondays at 10 to 11. We're talking about Martin Luther King movement. Tuesdays, crossing over with our ancestors. We're talking about things that have lost, you have found, and subjects that will be coming up. And then and on Wednesday, we go deep in the Bible. We talk about Bible class. We talk about the 66 books of the Bible, and we want you to go knowing and sowing with them. And on Thursday, we talk about metaphysics of the Bible, body, mind, soul, and spirit. And Friday, payday, $1 trillion flow, more money. We talk about the issues of the world, the money issues, the mental issues, what's going on all over the world. We talked about that. I want to thank Brother Calvin, my engineer. I want to thank all the ministers that have been working with us, going to back. Well, don't forget, it's very important, Sunday morning from 11 to 12, I'm preaching the word of God. I'm prophesying the word of God. I'm talking about right now your blessing, your miracle, your healing. And every Sunday morning from 11 to 12, you ought to be there in the internet with me. Get a cup of coffee, get some tea, and sit back, tell your husband, tell your wife, man, we're going to listen to Bishop Sunday morning from 11 to 12. And I want you to know all is well. This is your bishop. I'm your computer bishop. You can download me. You can get me 24/7. And then you can see me on live stream. I'm screaming. And then after that, you can go to YouTube. We're talking about crossing over the ancestors. We're talking about things, losing planes. We're talking about some of the storm, the floods, the snow. We're talking about all of that on YouTube. Now, I just want you to call a friend, call a neighbor, to listen to Bishop. Call somebody to Bishop. And I might have a word for you this morning. This evening, God might give me, sometimes God calls your name. When God calls your name, I tell you what's going on. So he calls your name. When he calls your name, he give me your address. Sometimes he give me the city that you're in. Sometimes he give me what's going to happen to you. I do divine prophecy, and divine come from God. Now, and as I give messages right now, even in this promo, I'm seeing somebody being healed in their side, and I want to speak to that healing in your side. I want to speak to somebody been having a irregular heartbeat. I claim the healing right now. I ain't talking about now. And somebody been having burning in their eyes. You're healing right now. Somebody been having burning up in their stomach. Feels like their stomach is boiling. I speak healing to that stomach right now. I speak healing to that hearing situation right now. I speak peace in that family where they've been arguing and fussing. I speak peace right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak it. It is done. Don't forget, Sunday morning. Sunday morning, Saturday night. Sunday morning, come and be blessed. From 11 to 12, God, if you meet me and I meet you, God got a word for you. And that word is, whatever he got for you, I'm going to tell you. God bless you. I want you to go knowing so on.
For the last few days, several people have been calling me and writing me and telling me of how lonesome they are in
Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. You gotta tell it for yourself. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please. Don't do it without me. Come on, help me say it. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please
don't do it.
You gotta tell him for yourself. You gotta tell him for yourself.
Don't do it.
Tonight, where do we go from here? Community of chaos.
how do we get to this level first, number one? Now, you might not agree with me, and you might want to call in to tell me how we got to this level. First, the wages of sin is death. Let's talk about sin. Sin when you don't obey God. God made us perfect creatures, but we strayed away from God. We began to do our own thing, and that left us vulnerable to the evil spirit. How did we get here in 2023? Mass murder, snatching babies out of mother's womb, calling it legal. Two men going together, call that legal. Two women going together, call that legal. We talking about divine justice. And divine justice comes from God. And it don't change. It says, I shall not kill. Cover thy neighbor, the ox and the thing I neighbor have. That's Ten Commandments. In the Ten Commandments, it talk about that we must love each other. But we have strayed away from the teaching of the Almighty God. I say. So where are we at now? Look around you. Pick up your phone. Pick up the paper. Somebody got killed, getting killed. The government that went all the way left. The government pulled protect us. Now, let's deal with this. How did we get here? Let me say that again. How did we get at this level of where we at? Somebody ought to know how to answer. We got here because of hate. We got here because of racism. We got here on kind of jealousy and murder. Hitler murdered 6 million Jews. We know that. But how many million blacks come from Africa that was murdered on their way from Africa and murdered when they got to Mississippi, Arkansas, when they got here? They was hung, lynched, and cut. The Ku Klux Klan is a terrorist organization. I've seen what somebody say it ain't. It's been terrorizing blacks for years, but we still survive. Mississippi and Arkansas and Alabama and Louisiana was their murdering ground. It's people they done murdered, they threw it in the river. We just got some of them. We got some of them they murdered. They murdered them all kind of ways. So the curse of this country, the curse of the evil that they have done to people of color, and I want to say black folks, we stand on the back of our ancestors. God is still healing body, mind, soul, and spirit. I want to say that tonight. And I want to say to you, God is still keeping us alive. I want to say this to you tonight. Whatever you need, God got what you need. And like the prophet always said, in all thy ways, acknowledge God, he will direct your path. Prophet Johnson said all the time. So you got to get ready tonight. This is divine healing night. Tonight I took time out to talk about God healing body, mind, soul, and spirit. Somebody been suffering with their back. As I speak it, God will heal it. Somebody been in their left shoulder, the shoulder blade. They can't lift it up. That's a healing. Somebody right now says, I need strength, Bishop. I speak that divine strength. All this comes from God, not man, not from no doctor, from God. You have not because you ask not. But I want to know, how do we get at this level that a man want to marry another man, still a woman? A woman want to marry another woman, still a man. when God said man and woman be together and be fruitful, God recognized a man and a woman relationship because that bring about life. Some of you so caught up with this. Everything that said you caught up in it. He said, well, this is all right. If everybody's doing I can do it, then they're not necessarily so. I prophesied about the flood down in
Florida.
We had a flood in Florida. And we had a big flood in Florida. And as we had that flood in Florida, right south, but we getting ready for a hurricane back to back. The guy called and told me, said, we just had a sinkhole in a big major street up in Minnesota. I said, not only Minnesota, Chicago, and other places. God's hand is on America. God's hand is on the world. The killing, the rape, the robbing, still going on. But God is still in control. Y'all hear what I'm saying? And I'm praying tonight for your healing. I want to pray with you, and you pray where you can be able to help somebody that God has put you here, man, to be fruitful and multiply. God has put you here to prophesy. God put you here to uplift, but you can't do it when you caught up in drugs and alcohol. You caught up in jealousy. You caught up in hate. The reason the white man having so much problem, he don't want to forgive the black man. And y'all don't like what I'm saying. I'm telling you what the Bible says. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, the gift of God eternal life. Ain't nobody in the world did much killing and much hate than this white man. Okay. And lie. Now, I'm going to say this to you. I was driving, and the white ancestor came and said in the car, these white folks in my car. Yeah, I'm talking spiritual talk, some of you don't understand. And I said, what y'all here for? Bishop, we want you to know, we lied, and blacks accept the lie, and they still accept the lie. So the white ancestors, so they lied, and they still lying. And the black ancestors telling you that's living, wake up, because everything they gave you was a lie. I say. We'll be out alone. But I'm talking about divine healing tonight. Somebody left, I keep jumping, bam. I want to pray for the young lady called me in Dallas that her son was shot 7 times. And she, Bishop, I don't know why. I said, you know why. You know why. You just don't want to tell me. But the Spirit showed me. 3 young girls on a back road in Louisiana had an accident. All 3 were thrown out the car. I looked in that spirit. I see where something was done that wasn't right. But the wages of sin is death, to give to God eternal life. God going to bring the truth out. That's what I'm saying. It's important for you to try to help people. But if they don't want no help, Jerry, you got to leave them alone. Once you give them the word, you got to leave them alone. This is what God said, Exodus 14. It says, step back. Let me handle this. Happy birthday to you, Regina, and all of them having birthday in this month and next month. Because I was telling Lorraine, your birthday is all this month. So I'm going to dress you happy birthday. And, you know, the lady said, my birthday is coming up next week. I said, your birthday is now. Because if you look at what I'm saying, if your birthday is tomorrow, your mother will care you for 9 months. And in the process, you were being made. And thank God that they wouldn't, a lot, I wouldn't be here, you wouldn't, if abortions, Well, back in the day, none of us on the radio would be here. They'd be done took a pill, and then got the baby snatched out of them. Because of evil. The most precious thing for a woman to get is have a baby. Her, she put him to have a baby. The Bible will be fruitful and multiply. That's part of healing. And you know when she have a baby, her whole system cleanse, all that blood come out and cleanse her, and she's like a new woman. See, but these young women is now taking pills, doing anything to snatch the baby out of them and back on the corner to get another one. Okay. But the Bible says the wages of sin is death, the gift of God, eternal life. So what I'm saying to you tonight, go with the flow, and the flow is God. Go with the flow. God going to give you the answer to all your problems. And I'm outside today. I can get back out there. Been outside all day. And I've been, look, I shot a couple of pictures of angels in there. I think I sent Mary a picture of an angel that you can see the whole image of an angel in the sky, that the cloud. Thank you. Now, we're getting ready to have snow and flood, they say. I told you a month ago, chemtrails, and they're all over, and people getting sick with sore throat and the stomach. One man went, they put him in the hospital. He was full of infection. He said, bitch, I don't know how I got this infection. But they had to put him in the hospital to try to get all that out of him. What I'm saying to you tonight is a divine word. And that divine word is God will heal you quick, fast, and in a hurry. I know the night is a night that God will heal you and bring your family together. He did it for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He'll do it for you. You let go and let God. Stop trying to do it yourself. Give it to God. This lady called me from North Carolina. She said, everybody in my family did, Bishop, but me. I just buried my uncle a week ago. And she said, what's going on? I said, God is handling all this. You just stay in divine prayer where God can protect you and can run things away from you. God is able to deliver you tonight and bring you out of what you're in. It might look like it's dark, but I give light. And I give the power of the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost will heal you tonight. By the way, this is Divine Healing Night, Monday. On Monday, Dr. King moving. On Saturday, it's Divine Healing. And Gabe had a sermon called Saturday Night, Sunday Morning. They party all Saturday night. Sunday morning, they go to church. They so high, they can't see what the preacher said, but they're in church. What I'm saying to you, you have to obey God. And when people don't obey God, if God give you a message and you give somebody, they don't do it, leave them alone. Because you can't help them. They're too far gone. Something have to happen. And once they come back, they snap back. Then they'll obey the word of God. And the word of God is true. And the word of God will heal right now. Every prophet I know to God. And they were connected to God to the point where they could feel the anointing flowing. Bishop Ross used to just sit up and say, I see something happening. People used to come to him with broken legs. Doctors said, well, it'll be a year for you here. Bishop used to say, it'll be a month. And God might do it before you get back home. That's the kind of stuff that was going on. That's the kind of stuff that's going on. Powder and stuff in there. When I'm out of here now, you can pick it up. But I want to tell you tonight, it's a healing, door open up for you. And I want you to receive the healing door that God got for you. And if God got the healing for you, you got to accept what God got for you. Trina, I'm praying for you. Now, I'm going to tell you, George, thank you, kind spirit. I'm praying for you tonight. Thank you for, I got your message. You asked me, but they're going to be all right. Okay? Let you know that. Sometimes you got to let go and let God. Y'all know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to let go and let God get what you want. Because you can't do it by yourself. God has to open up that door for you. When God opened up that door for you, Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. I got that. And I'm praying tonight for many of you. You don't know where you at, what's going on. God, I'm praying for you tonight. Thank you, Bright Star. If you got a need to the ministry, go plant a seed. Go to my website, thestevenabrahamyellowsite.com. Hit that, the paper I go down. I'll go to Cash Out and hit Bishop T.T. And I'll pop up holding Dr. King money in my hand. Thank you, Cash Spirit. But I want you to get ready if you got to need to plant that seed. All you got to do is say, God, this is my seed for my daughter to be here, for my son to be here. This is a season plant for my healing. Thank you, kind spirit. And God will put somebody in your vibration for the healing that you need. I want to thank Mother Payton. Mother Payton moved from Chicago, and she moved down to Dallas. And her and her husband, Mother Payton and Mother Payton. And she always, she read this scripture, and the scripture is so powerful. We talk about dunghills and talk about, hey, I'm going to pray it. Because this, see, words heal. And tonight, I decree your healing. Whatever it is. See, God ain't got no category. When God said, you heal. I was talking to a young man. He said, bitch, I'm praying for my knees. So I prayed for him. Another prophet prayed for him. I mean, I ain't healed yet. God don't work that way. God heals right now. He don't tell you to wait 6 months, you're going to get healed. If God's going to heal you, you get healed. Instant, like instant coffee. Glory, hallelujah. And God don't make no mistake. I just want you to know that God, if God did heal you, you heal indeed. If God did heal you, he healed you all the way.
Praise the name of the Lord. Bless it. Be the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
From this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised.
Amen.
The Lord is high above all nations and his glory above the heavens. Who is likened unto the Lord, our God? Who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in earth. He praises, he raises up the poor out of the dust and lifts the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house.
Yes.
And to be joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord. This morning I want to say this.
Yes.
He said that he will bring you out of the dunghill.
Yes.
Out of your mess and set you in a place.
Yes.
And I want to tell you that right now that God is uplifting us in the spite of the storms and the flood.
Yes.
God is getting ready to carry us to another level.
Yes.
Whatever you're going through, go through it this morning.
Yes.
Because God is a healer.
Yes.
And a deliverer.
Thank you, Lord.
And David said that he lifted me up because he's over everything.
Yes.
He looked down and picked you up where you can't get up.
Yes, Lord.
The doctor said you can't get well, but God said different. He said, I control the universe.
Yes.
And if God controls the universe today, I want you to know that he will lift you up and carry you to a safe place.
Yes.
He will carry you to a place of rest.
Yes, Lord.
Where you won't have to deal with the day-to-day operation.
Thank you, Lord.
You won't have to deal with up and down because he said that I am God of Abraham and the God of Jacob.
Yes.
And I want you to know, whatever you might be going through,
yes,
get ready for a miracle breakthrough.
Yes.
Get ready for right now where you set your present state going to change in 2014, 2015, 2016. Get ready for a breakthrough.
Yes.
Get ready to name your healing.
Yes.
Get ready to name your deliverer, Jesus.
Thank you,
get ready to set all is well.
Yes.
I need somebody to say to me, Bishop, all is well. As I go through things, I can see things are working for you because you know that God said high and look low.
Yeah.
And he's bringing you up out the dunghill of dust and mess. He bring you out of all this confusion, witchcraft, sickness, and all the things that's going on around the world.
Yeah.
So God is about to lift you up this morning. It reminds me of the prodigal son. As he went out and rotted living and spent all his money.
Yes.
He come to himself.
Yes, Lord.
Found himself in a hog pen.
Yes.
And looked around and said, wait a minute. I come to myself. Because I know I don't supposed to be in this condition. I want to tell you, you don't supposed to be in the condition you're in.
Yes.
When you come to yourself,
thanks,
you're going to raise up and say, enough is enough.
Yes.
Or y'all ain't going to pray with me.
Thanks,
but as we go on today, he looked around and said, I'm in the hog pen with the hogs.
Yes.
Let me paraphrase a little bit for you. You are there hungry.
Thank
you're there ain't got no job.
Thank
you're there where all kind of rotten living is going on and you're accepting it.
Thank
you, Lord. I want you to come to your senses this evening. I want you to come to your senses this morning.
Yes.
I want you to come to your senses. I need to get up and get out and go to the...
Sometimes you got to come to your senses and know that God is God. You plan when God wants to heal you. The doctor said, well, I don't believe you can get well. You're taking more shots. You got to come back. Have you asked God for your healing? As you seated for your healing, as you pray for your healing, as you meditated for your healing tonight, as you said, God, I got a job to do, and the devil can't stop me, so I'm going to claim my healing. Now, back in the day, there wasn't no hospital, Jerry, and Grandma had some oil, and if you go to Grandma and say, Grandma, my leg hurting, she put some oil on that leg and pray it stop hurting. Say your head hurting, she put that same oil in that bottle on your head start hurting. Because when you having a baby and you're cramping, she take that oil and oil up your stomach and the cramping go away. She was a midwife. I think she about 70 or 80 babies. But she didn't lose male. Let me say that again. 80 to 90 babies, might be more than that. But she told me I haven't lost a baby. Now, if something in your mind as a woman, you want to get rid of your body because that's part of your DNA. That means you killing yourself for what somebody thinks. Well, a man raped me. I Yeah, God, because I just was having sex. You killed the baby. You murder. So don't tell me about somebody that murdered 10 people and you done got rid of 10 babies in your womb. You are murdering. Your womb is dead. It's like the graveyard. I know y'all want to hear this. Except you repent, then God will bring it back. You repent at forgiveness. Sometimes you didn't know. Some people didn't know. I know a lady had 17 babies, had all of them down south. Another lady had 18 babies. They never went home. They all went to school and college, and they all graduated. Well, I can't have no baby. Your career is to be pregnant and have a child. And you should get a man that's not on dope, not on drugs. So if you got a man that's sick and you sick, the baby's going to be sick. If you are alcoholic and the woman alcoholic, believe me, that baby might not have liver, lung. I see some babies not wrong with heart, not wrong with livers. If you don't believe it, go down to Memphis, to St. Jude Hospital. And maybe you need to send a dollar to St. Jude. St. Jude help kids from all over, don't charge nothing. They got cancer. And I know this man was told, you can't have no babies because all of them going to be retarded. Because his wife and their blood didn't mix. The man had 3 babies, and every one of them was retarded. The doctor told the lady, I'm trying to have no children with him. Okay? And they had another baby. That baby, after 3 months, it died. Doctor told her, don't try to have no more children. The young lady was going with a guy come from Africa. And every time she had sex with this guy, she'd get infected. And she'd going back to the doctor. The doctor said, bring him. And the doctor brought the boy from Ghana. And the doctor told her, you can't have sex with him. Something wrong with him. Your blood and his blood don't mix. And every time you have sex with him, you're going to swell up and you got to, you know, take shots. Sometimes you're not compatible with everybody. Y'all hear what I'm saying? I know y'all believe that, but that's what's happening. But a divine healing tonight, I decree people right now that God's going to touch. The angel Raphael is the healing angel. Gabriel is the angel of resurrection. Micah is the angel like God. Micah go back and forth. Metatron is the king angel. And I want to invoke that angel to you tonight for a spiritual breakthrough. Some of you alcoholic, you can be healed. Some of you on crack, cocaine, you can be healed. Some of you talking about being suicide, you don't need to do that. God got you. And I want to tell you, a divine healing come from God. And you got to ask God to do the special thing for you tonight. Because the devil fighting you, because the devil is jealous. Y'all believe what I'm saying? He's jealous of what God doing for you. He's jealous that you're able to see and they can't see. You know what I'm saying? So when you prophesy to somebody, if they take it, all right, if they don't. But if they don't take it, this is what you need to do right here.
Cause if you let him run, he'll wanna drive the clapping.
God is a healer. Whatever you need, God got what you want, and God got what you right now. Okay? God gonna do it for you. Now tonight, since this is a healing night, I'm gonna give y'all one scripture. What the Spirit give me to give you, because I don't know. I'm not looking in the Bible. I'm gonna let the Spirit guide me to give you a scripture. I'm gonna call your last two numbers for back of your number. And if you miss it, Don't get mad at me. I'm going to do a quick fast and then hurry. Thanks, man. So don't let the devil ride. And I want to take back, let me say that, all that's been stolen from you. A lady called me and said, Bishop, me and my husband were broke up, but I got him back now. I said, you got him back? Where he was at? He was under a demonic curse. You know, putting his ding-a-ling in the wrong place. I don't know what I'm talking about. And whatever ding-a-ling he put in there was dressed. And the woman had to go to God to turn things around. Y'all know what I'm saying. Y'all church folk, I let y'all all know what's going on. For 2 years, he was tied up. And she let me talk to him. He said, Bishop, I didn't know all this was going on. I didn't know that this happened to me. My grandmother come to me one night. I was in the bed with the woman. My grandmother come to me and stood over me. And a chill went over me. I wish she said. Right then, whatever was on me changed me. She said, what's wrong? She said, nothing wrong. I'm going home. You at home? No, I'm not. And he went back to his home. Sometimes it takes the ancestors to come and turn some things around. Sometimes you don't know who got a curse on you through somebody else. Or y'all don't want to hit me now. Because the Bible says, friend, not thyself evil do it, as soon as you cut down. The wage of sin is death. Now I want you to put on, take him back. I want you to take your health back, your mind back, your money, whatever been taken from you, and we're going to take from your ancestors. Let's take it back.
Come on, put your hands together. Come on, put them together like this. Yes. Come on, y'all. We're going to take everything. everything that the devil stole. Now, everything.
Everything that the devil stole.
God will bless you going in and coming out tonight. And I want to tell you, it might look bad, but I want to tell you all is well. You know, I was sitting in the queue tonight, and I was sitting in the queue. I went to smiling, and somebody came in the spirit realm and said, Bishop, let them know all is well. Let them know they're in the valley of dry bones. But I want to let you know what you think is impossible is possible for God. And tonight, I want to decree your healing from the crown of your head to the bottom of your feet. In the name of the Almighty God, I decree your healing. I don't care where you're at. God is, but right now, God, right where you're at. Psalm 23. Psalm 71, that's where you get me. Psalm 99, I'm going to write this down because after I say it, it's gone because I'm getting it from the spirit realm. Psalm 27, 100 number of Psalms. Revelation 7, thank you, Cam. Hebrew 11, the whole chapter. God finna bring you out or break the curse that's been wielded on you or thrown on you. I break it in the name of the Almighty God, east, west, north, and south. It don't never get too cold, never get too hot. God, right now, is blessing. God right now is touching. That lady just lost her son. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. Those that in Florida lost everything with the flood, I prophesied that the water gonna come back, take some of the land back. Ain't nothing man can do. Ain't no global woman. It's God turning some things around. Glory, hallelujah. Father God, we come tonight. Yes, yes, we come. For the healing. Father God, we come right now in the name of the Almighty God, east, west, north, and south, heal and deliver right now. Somebody couldn't be here. They download. The God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, the God of your ancestors that you even know, those that died a horrible death for you to be where you at now. Thank you. Keep it Jesus. Thank you for Abraham. Thank you for Adam. Thank you for all the prophets. Glory, hallelujah. They come and they go. But thank you for letting them come by, dropping a little truth on us. Where people running by faith, but they come to bring truth from the Almighty God. Glory, hallelujah. There's something about truth. Man can't cover up truth.
The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones and caused me to pass by them round about. And
that's the valley of the dry bones. And America is dry with dope, drugs, alcohol, mama. They brought a girl back from California. She killed her baby and burned him up and left. Boy, it's going to show you how much wicked stuff that's going on. But we got to stay focused.
Speak unto death, God, I will give you a crown of life. He did not say, you understand, be thou faithful until death. And I don't know the reason why, but for some reason we falsely use that verse. And for some reason we somehow misquote that valuable verse in our Bible. My God, because it does not say, be thou faithful until death. My God, but rather it says, be thou faithful unto death. And there is a difference in the word until and the word unto. Oh Lord. And that word until means to the point. But the word unto means beyond the point. Oh Lord. And until means it's limited. But unto means it's beyond all bounds and beyond all limits. Oh Lord. And if I think about this church and how about the Franklin bought this church from a mighty long way. Oh Lord. Yeah, and ever this show that there were too many until members instead of unto members. Oh Lord, and Reverend Franklin, I'm with you until I disagree with you. Oh Lord, and Dr. Franklin, I'm with you until you hurt my feelings. Oh Lord, and I'm with you until you don't call my name. And that's why I'm glad the writer did not say, be faithful until. But then I hear him saying, be faithful unto death. Oh Lord, and the road may be rough. The going may be tough. But I hear him saying, don't be faithful until bad things happen, but be faithful unto death. Yeah, that means don't be faithful until death comes. But then, though it may cause my death, well, I must be faithful. Oh, yeah. So I hear him saying, be thou faithful unto death. And I will give thee then a crown of life. Oh, yes. And I'm going to close there. And I tell you, just one more thing. Well, it is said that back during the days of the Civil War, when the North and the South were at war, one with another. And you know how our forefathers yearned and burned and prayed to be free. And after a while, many of them learned that the Union Army was on their way. And the old man that was on his plantation that was black born in slavery, when he heard the Union Army was coming, he got his stick and got him some rock and started down to the battlefield. Oh, yeah. Somebody said, John, where are you going with stones and sticks? I heard him sing, I'm going down to the battlefield and help the Union Army win this battle. But then, some way and somehow, yeah, John was shot down on that battlefield. And one of his friends walked up to him and held him in his arms. And I heard him sing, if my relatives ask you how I died, and if my friends should ask you how I died, well, tell them I died on the field. Oh, yeah.
On the battlefield for the Lord. That's the way to go. I want to say to you tonight all is well, and there's some things that's going to happen. I think I saw Mary a picture of an angel in there, and she's seen that angel in there. But I want to say to you, I'm praying for every letter, every telephone call. I'm praying for you tonight. And those, you know, that have been faithful to God. You know, I want to tell you all is well, and I want to tell you, I decree the night your healing, your deliverance, your breakthrough, whatever you need. I thought I was going to give a scripture out there. Yes, technically, to where my scripture at, Bishop. I want to tell you, and I feel that God's going to put some things together. So I'm gonna deal with Ezekiel in the valley of the dry bones. I feel that the neck bone, the hip bone, and all of that. Father God, we come tonight, we come for the healing on this hill, sad night, and deliverance. Come for a breakthrough right now. Somebody need to heal and deliver. In the valley of Chicago, Detroit, the valley of this world.
The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. And again he said unto me, prophet.
Now, when you listen to that sermon, is telling you about dry bones, and that means dry spirit. People on dope, on drugs, people are not loving each other, they're killing their kids, they dry bones. So God, as Ezekiel, can they live? And I want to tell you tonight, with your prayers, with your power that God put in your hand, woman, what God put in your hand, man, that you can heal a lot of people around you, but you got to stick to your word. And say, if God can't do it, it can't be done. Tonight, I repent for every one of you. Father God, move every evil spirit in the mighty name of the Almighty God. But lift us up out of the valley of dry bones.
The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. And again he said unto me, Prophesy from these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. The prophet and the valley of dry bones. Among those who were carried away was a young man by the name of Ezekiel, who had obviously been trained to be a priest. When we study his minute descriptions of the temple order and of the temple liturgy, when we read of his intimate knowledge of things directly or indirectly concerned with Judaism, we must conclude that he had formal training as a priest. But along with the vision that Ezekiel reveals here, along with others that he records in his book, one thing he wanted to convince Israel of, that her God had not fallen, and her God was not dead. He wanted Israel to understand that her God, as he depicts in the vision where he saw the vague outline of a man sitting upon a chariot throne, engulfed in a cloud, and with priestly functionaries going in and coming out from the mercy seat. He was saying, we told him about wheels that he saw in the middle of wheels, and that these wheels were guarded by angels, and that these wheels had eyes, and that these wheels did not deviate from their course. He was telling Israel first about the overruling providence and power of God, and about Israel was a part of God's eternal plans and purposes. While Israel was one wheel, ever moving, and above that was another wheel, that was the Babylonian wheel. It was moving. And that above that was another wheel, which was God's universal wheel, and God's universal plan. And all of these wheels were moving, because all of God's plans are always moving. Maybe you think you have stopped him. Maybe you think you have blocked him. Maybe you can't see the movement. But God's plans never stand still. You can't bother them and you can't stop them. For the writer here tells us that angels were with God. Tell them if you please. So, to Israel, we see in this vision, Babylon was a desolate place. Babylon represented a valley to Israel. A valley of depravity. A valley of disfranchisement. A valley of hopelessness. A valley of dry bones. A valley of lifelessness. In one of the great cities of the ancient time, Babylon to Israel was a valley. Someone might marvel, if Babylon was a great city, how could it be regarded by the Israelites as a valley? Well, you see, a city may be one thing to one people or a country may mean one thing to one people and altogether another thing to another people. When the white Europeans came to this country, embarked upon these shores, America to them was a land of promise, was a mountaintop of possibility, was a mountaintop of adventure. But to the Negro, when he embarked upon these shores, America to him was a valley. A valley of slavery, a valley of slavery and oppression, a valley of sorrow, so that often we have to say, one of these days, I'm going to eat at the feast and pray. One of these days, the chariot of God will swing low. I wish I had somebody here praying with me. So that Babylon to Israel was a place of hopelessness. It was a valley of dry bones. A valley of dry bones. Well, the prophet tells us, and considering a prophet, what is a prophet anyway? Since the prophet was God's representative, God's ambassador, God's watchman there in Babylon. You know, and the word prophet can be interchanged with the word preacher. For a prophet is a preacher. And a preacher ought to be a prophet. Not a prophet such as we are told and talk about sometimes. Not a funny person. Not somebody with their head tied up or selling luck or anything like that. Not that kind of prophet. But I mean a real prophet. A prophet called of God. A prophet born of God. A prophet sent from God. A prophet inspired of God. For a prophet is one who knows the past, who understands the present, and out of his knowledge of the past and his insight of the present, he's able to predict the future. A prophet is one who has sight, insight, and foresight. With sight, he looks on things. With insight, he looks into things. With foresight, he looks beyond things. Such a man was Ezekiel. And he uses the symbol of a valley to describe Israel's Babylonian situation. The symbol of a valley. But you see, a valley suggests a low place between mountains. And to Israel, thou art obstructing mountains, surrounding her. Her situation in Babylon. Economic mountain. Social and political mountain. Religious mountain. Encircled and enclosed her in. And she was down there in the stagnant air of a valley in Babylon. So that he said that he was in the spirit. And that gives validity to it, you know. People speak a little bit about the spirit now. But I'm afraid that the church is losing a great deal of its spiritual consciousness. It wasn't unusual for folk to say when I was growing up as a boy, the Spirit told me to do certain things. Or I was led by the Spirit to do certain things. So that this prophet was
the Lord led him out to the valley. And then he led him to the midst of the valley and sat him down in the midst of it. But he was really saying that God led him to the heart of Israel's problem and Israel's situation in battle. That's what he was saying. God took him in a thought-doing service, in a thought-doing analysis and understanding of Israel's Babylonian situation. And when the Lord had led him to the heart of Israel's problem, set him down there, then for fear but way out on the periphery of things, he missed something. Then the Lord led him round and about the valley, or took him and encompassed the valley, circled it on all sides, that he might not miss the remotest problem of Israel's situation. And when the survey was far and complete, the Lord poured the question to him. Son of man, son of man, I wish you could hear me. Can these bones live? That son of man seemed to be reminiscent of man's limitation. Reminiscent of man's finiteness. Man's humanity. Son of man. Son of man, you are a scholar. You are an educator. Son of man, you are a scientist. Can these bones? Son of man, you are an engineer. Can these bones live? Son of man, you are a heart specialist. Son of man, you are a geologist. You are a botanist. You are a specialist in various stages of the human body. You are a psychologist and psychiatrist. You know all about drives and reactions and responses and tendencies. You know, with all of this knowledge, can you tell me, can these bones live? Can these bones live? Son of man, you found pathways in the air. You have circumvented the earth. Son of man, you found highways upon the sea. And you made your own highways under the sea. Can these bones live? Live. Bit of life. Oh, we know a lot of things. We know what the human problems are. We know men are mean. We know men are prejudiced. We know that men are narrow-minded. And we know they are selfish. We know men are unkind, ruthless, and cruel. We know men are murderers and sinful. But what we don't know is what to do about it. But we know what the problem is. We've made an analysis of it. We've already diagnosed the case. But what we can't do is write a prescription. I wish I had somebody here praying with me. So that the prophet had to say, Lord, thou knowest. Lord, thou knowest. When it comes to the answer of many of life's perplexing problems, when it comes to a solution
to these problems, Lord, thou knowest. I submit myself before you, limited, finite, ignorant and helpless, like dry bones in a valley. And thou knowest. Thou hast the answer. And you know that one thing about God. When we go to him sincerely, when we've been overwhelmed by some problem that we aren't able to grapple with, put it at his feet. Ultimately, if we have faith, he'll give us the answer. He'll work it out for us. And Ezekiel declared that he didn't know. And it was in the hands of God to give the answer. Why, the Lord, after Ezekiel had surveyed and had gotten a full understanding of what the Babylonian problem was, he said to him, why, you go out if you need the answer and preach to those dry bones. The Lord, it looks like a helpless thing. It looks like an unprofitable thing for me to go out and preach to dry bones. Some of the living soul that I preach to don't respond to me. And what could I expect from dry bones? But the Lord has been to go on out and preach anyhow. You know, God's ways, you know, are above man's ways. And you can't always understand why he orders you to do certain things. But if the Lord orders you to go on anyhow, why, you may not see it, but there is a way. You may not know what you're doing, but God has it worked out. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Oh, Lord. And I saw that man go out in that valley. In that valley of dry bones. Of dry bones. Oh, Lord. And stood there. And preached to those dry bones. The Lord had given him a text to preach on. Well, Lord, what can I preach to dry bones about? Oh, Lord. Lord, what kind of subject can you dry bones to hear the word of the Lord? To hear the word of the Lord. Oh, Lord. I'm sure it must have been discouraging sometime for him to stand there day and night and preach in that valley of dry bones. To preach in that valley of helplessness and in that valley of lifelessness, in that valley of hopelessness, my Lord, to stand there and preach and not be able to see what the result would be. Oh, Lord, but he preached on anyhow. Oh, yes. And then one morning, the valley began to rumble. Yes, it did. One morning, the valley began to shake. And that was a mighty moving around. Oh, Lord. Then one morning, yeah, when he looked around to observe this rumbling, where God, he saw those rabbins in motion. Yes, foot bones, the stretching out ankle bones, an ankle bone, the moving on toward knee bone, oh yes, and knee bone, was connected with thigh bones, and thigh bone, the moving on toward hip bones, and hip bone, where moving to the backbone. Yes, they were. And backbone was joining the shoulder bone. And shoulder bone was tying the neck bone. And neck bone was tying the head bone. Oh, the prophet kept on preaching. Yes, he did. Kept on preaching. Oh, it's robbery.
together, Lord of the Lord. The Lord said, wait a minute now. I want you to preach on a new theme. Yeah. I want you to just to wait a little while. And let me extract matter from the universe. Yeah. And let me all of that matter to come together and form man's anatomy. Let flesh get on the board. Let skin begin to cover those curtains. Oh Lord. But Lord, all we have now are foxes here lying in the ground. Turn now and get to the wind. Tell the wind that God will believe in you. Lord, Lord. And bring blessings to these bodies. Lord, tell the Lord. Tell my word. And that's my solution tonight. That's my answer tonight to every problem that we have. That is to hear God's word. Hear God's word. It's all right to go to the United Nations. It's all right to put on the international fellowship. It's all right to call on the sky. Call on our business. It's all right. But I tell you what you had better do. Hear God's word. Hear God's word. In word. In word. In word. In word. In the bridge in deep water. In word. In the lamp to your son. Yes. In word. Ah, in word. Hear God. Hear God's word.
living this moment. A sinner like me to save the world. Salvation is free. There were times when I just didn't do right.
Thank you. 2023 is your season, and 2024 is your season. Claim it, and when you claim it, it's going to happen. This is the season to plant your seed.
For favor, this is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. See, I haven't been perfect, but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know he's able. I've got to see in the ground that he's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing. My feet for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it. To do what?
To be what I have sown.
Come on, you say. This is my season for grace. For what else? For favor. This is my season to be what I
Houston, Whitney Houston, and the Georgia Mass Choir.
I love the Lord. He heard my cry. And pitied every wrong. Long as I live, and trouble shall not rise. Hasten to I'll hasten to his throne.
The world won't get no better. gonna change it, girl. Just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me. Need a little help, y'all. Yes, need a little help. Say it, boy.
Need some help, y'all.
I'll change the world what it used to be.
Can't do it alone.
Do it alone.
Need some help, yeah.
Need some help, yeah. Wake up, everybody.
Check.